Hello, and welcome to William Shun's Shuncast, Science Fiction and More. Brought to you by www.shun.net, and delivered directly to your iPod through the magic of the internet.
Hello, and welcome to a very special Shuncast. Shuncast number 37, coming to you from the mournful borough of Queens in New York City. This is a special Shuncast for Valentine's Day, and while my wife Laura is always my Valentine, today's show is going to commemorate a somewhat different sort of relationship. One of my favorite musicians, you may recall from the previous show, passed away on January 13th, Michael Brecker, probably one of the greatest saxophone players of the last 20 years. People will dispute me with that, but they're wrong. If you don't know about Michael Brecker, he was one of the most prolific and influential tenor saxophone players of the late 20th century. A consummate session player, he appeared on as many as 1,000 pop, rock, funk, and jazz recordings, often together with his older brother, trumpeter Randy Brecker. He played with the likes of James Taylor, Carly Simon, Joni Mitchell, Lou Reed, John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, Elton John, Billy Joel, Steely Dan, Parliament, Bruce Springsteen, Eric Clapton, Dire Straits, Chic, and Frank Zappa. Not to mention such jazz legends as Horace Silver, Charles Mingus, Herbie Mann, Chet Baker, Don Cherry, Dave Brubeck, McCoy Tyner, Freddie Hubbard, Chick Corea, and Jaco Pastorius. His own groups included Dreams, Steps Ahead, and the popular Brecker Brothers, a jazz-funk outfit he and Randy led together. Besides innovating on the tenor, Mike helped pioneer the EWI, or EWI, electronic wind instrument, which he employed to great effect on Paul Simon's The Rhythm of the Saints. Beginning in 1987, he cut a successful string of solo albums with collaborators like Pat Metheny, Herbie Hancock, Charlie Hayden, Dave Holland, and Larry Goldings, emerging as one of the giants of the modern jazz scene. Along the way, he picked up 11 Grammys. Mike was diagnosed with the blood disorder, myelodysplastic syndrome, in 2005, and though a global search for a stem cell donor turned up no exact matches, his plight prompted thousands to sign up with the International Bone Marrow Registry. He underwent an experimental partial matching stem cell transplant late that year, but not with the hoped-for results. On January 13, 2007, he died of complications from leukemia in New York City. He was 57. Mike's playing was always exuberant, full of humor and joy. With tracks in his catalog like It's Been Real and Escher Sketch, I like to think he would have enjoyed the title I'm giving to this issue or episode of the Shuncast, Tenor of the Times. No single hour of music could possibly chart the breadth of his talent, but we tonight are going to play a selection of his various recordings stretching from 1972 and 2003, and that at least will be a place to begin. Michael Brecker, rest in peace. We'd like to remember you with a series of your recordings this evening. First up, well, what I'm going to play here on the Shuncast, this is a little bit different than what we normally do. I'm going to play just a straight sequence of Michael Brecker music. Some of them are well-known recordings on which he played as a sideman or a session player. A lot of them are his own solo recordings or recordings with his brother Randy as the Brecker Brothers. And I'll just let them play straight through. I'm not going to say anything between the songs, but I'll do a little summing up at the end. What we're going to start out with here is James Taylor from 1972, featuring a solo from Michael Brecker on tenor sax.
Do me wrong, do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. And save your goodbyes for the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. I'm sure enough good to see you, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go away then, damn you. Go on and do as you please, yeah. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knee. I'm undecided and your heart's been divided. You've been turning my world upside down. Right now, baby, go on and tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let me be lonely tonight. I don't want to be lonely tonight. No, no, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely tonight.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me. Just smile, and we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all. Thank you.
watch the cars. I fear I'll do some damage one fine day. But I would not be convicted by jury of my peers. Still crazy.
Still crazy after all these years. Thank you. tea, we laid back and laughed. It was only my heart that got it broken. You must have had a pass key made out of wax. You played robbery with insolence, and I played the blues in 12 bars down on Lover's Lane. And you never did have the intelligence to use the 12 keys hanging off of my chain. I don't know how it happened, it all took place so quick, but all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick. Last call for alcohol. Fast recall has been here and gone. The landlord, he finally paid us off. The satin chads may have put away their horns. And we're standing outside of this wonderland, looking so bereaved and so bereft. Like a Bowery bum when he finally understands the bottle's empty and there's nothing left. I don't know how it happened, it was faster than the eye could flick, but all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a sweet letter code that I write for you. It's like poison I blazed it through and through. You wanted a holiday, well, here's two. I send you a virus of love. The stats were the same. Washroom tears on the men that count the keys to realize their darkest fears. Sound those bathroom lips, and I got those washroom tears on the men that count the keys to realize their darkest fears. Ow! Like a virus of love, I will push right on through. Like a virus of love, I will hit you and you. Oh, virus of love, got to get you. Like a virus of love, got to get you now. Like a virus of love, got to get you now. Like a virus of love, got to get you. Like a virus of love. Thank you.
We'll be right back. I've witnessed all these years. either way. We're only particles of change, I know, I know. Orbiting around the sun. But it's hard to have that point of view when I'm always hung up on someone. White flags of winter chimneys waving truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bank, from the window of my hotel room. Defector from the petty wars, until love sucks me back that way.
Some Joni Mitchell there to close out our remembrance of Michael Brecker here on the Shuncast. I think that's a fitting number to close with. Played most of those songs in mostly chronological order, but for that one we went back to I think that was recorded in 1979, but it's off a live Joni Mitchell album called Shadows and Light that was released in 1980. And Joni Mitchell surrounded herself with a lot of young up-and-coming jazz players for that tour that was recorded for the Shadows and Light album. And her full band on that track included, well, Michael Brecker on saxophone, Pat Metheny on guitar, Lyle Mays on piano and keyboards, Jaco Pastorius on bass, and Don Elias on percussion. Not only is Mike Brecker's solo on that track really poignant, but I also just love the way that in the lyric to the song, Joni Mitchell substitutes Michael Brecker's name for Benny Goodman's from the original lyric there in that song, Hegira. She says, listen, strains of Michael Brecker coming through the snow and pine trees. Really, really lovely stuff. Top to bottom, let me just run through really quickly what we heard. First was James Taylor from his album One Man Dog in 1972, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Then Paul Simon, Still Crazy After All These Years, from the album of the same name, 1975. Next we heard some Skunk Funk, by the Brecker Brothers from their self-titled debut album from 1975. After that, Confirmation, a bonus track from the extended release of the Chick Corea album Three Quartets. And that bonus track featured actually Chick Corea, who's normally a piano player, playing drums and percussion, and Michael Brecker on saxophone. It's just a duet between the two of them. After that, the track Loxodrome from the Steps Ahead self-titled debut album from 1983. That was sort of a something of a jazz supergroup with Mike Brecker on saxophone and Mike Manieri on vibes. Eliana Elias, who would later go on to marry Randy Brecker, on piano. Who else was in that? Peter Erskine on drums and Eddie Gomez on bass, if I'm remembering correctly. After that, we heard Your Latest Trick from the Dire Straits album, Brothers in Arms. Again, Mike on saxophone, and you also hear Randy on trumpet on that track. Then the first Michael Brecker solo track that we had in the hour, Suspone, from Michael Brecker's second solo album, Don't Try This at Home, 1988. After that, The Meaning of the Blues from Mike's third solo album, Now You See It, Now You Don't, 1990. Then Big Idea from the Brecker Brothers album, Return of the Brecker Brothers, 1992. Cabin Fever from the 1996 Michael Brecker album, Tales from the Hudson. After that, we heard a track by the Scottish pop band who kind of went jazz in their later years, Hue and Cry. That's from 1997. The track's called Virus of Love. Did I say the album? Jazz Not Jazz. Then we heard the Michael Brecker Quartet from 1998 doing Delta City Blues off of their album Two Blocks from the Edge. After that, a track from a very large Michael Brecker ensemble, the Michael Brecker Quindectet. Can I say that properly? The Michael Brecker Quindectet. That album was called Wide Angles, and the track was called Night Jessamine. That album featured a sort of a big band, 15-member band there, a lot of wind instruments you hear. That's the funkiest track on that album. After that, we heard I Can See Your Dreams from the Michael Brecker album Nearness of You, the ballad book. That album featured a lot of top-notch players, also Pat Metheny, Herbie Hancock, the list goes on. And it also has the album has James Taylor singing on a couple of tracks, including an updated jazz version of Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. James Taylor sort of returning the favor that he did Michael Brecker there way back at the beginning of Brecker's career. And last, we heard the live version of Hegira by Joni Mitchell from the Shadows and Light album, 1980. And that's about it for... Thank you very much for listening. I hope you come back next week, February 20th, for the next installment of my memoir, The Accidental Terrorist. And that will be Chapter 29, Cellmates. Thanks to my lovely and talented wife, Laura Chavone, my first reader on everything I write, without whom I'd be little more than a flea bite on the canine abdomen of literature. If you've enjoyed this episode of Shuncast but aren't a subscriber, please drop by shun.net/radio for all the information you need to subscribe, or just visit the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store and search on William Shun. That's S-H-U-N-N. If you have questions or comments about the program, please send email to podcast@shun.net. Include the episode number for the podcast you're writing about. This one is episode number 37. All letters become property of Sinister Regard, and unless you specifically request otherwise, may be read on the program. To sign up for my mailing list, which will keep you up to date with all the happenings related to my work, visit shun.net/list. Until next time, this is Bill Shun, reminding you that it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that fucking swing. Mm-hmm.
The spoken portion of William Shun's Shuncast Science Fiction and More is the sole property of William Shun, copyright 2007. For more information, please see shun.net/radio. Visit Bill on the web at shunn.net. This podcast has been a production of Sinister Regard.